Hey, now, what's going on, folks? Of course, welcome to Forever Hot Topics with, of course, your girl, Forever the Realist. Yes, it's another Mayhem Monday, and it's time to get it in. You know what I'm saying? Tonight, I wanted to do a special show that's dedicated to Whitney Houston. I am a major fan of Whitney Houston. I grew up off of her music, off of just everything that she does. You know, I always kept up with her. You know, she was somewhat like family. Like, that's how much, you know, I just stayed connected with her. And there has been a lot of lives that has been lost. I know people die every day, but it's just a struggle knowing that, you know, you have these talented people that have, you know, blessed you with their craft and their talents. And it's really sad that, you know, these people are dying back to back, you know what I'm saying? But Whitney Houston's death really touched me in a personal way. And I just wanted to do a show that was dedicated to her. So tonight, people, this show is for all the real Whitney Houston fans. I'm going to be playing songs just of her and, you know, songs that's my favorite, songs that bring up memories and the songs that motivate me. And much, much more. And also, later on, or to any callers that call in and suggest, it's a special segment tonight called Bump It or Dump It. And that's when you listen to underground artists and you say Bump It or Dump It. If you say Dump It, then that means I cannot play the song, but the song will always be played in rotation because anybody that be on my show is, you know, a wonderful artist to me. But what I find important about this, you know, topic, you know, Bump It or Dump It, is it's important for these upcoming artists to get a feel of the listener's choice, the viewer's choice. You know, it's always going to be good criticism, bad criticism. You got to learn how to, you know, just take the bad with the good. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I love it. Bump It or Dump It, Dump It, I will not play it, Bump It, I will play the whole song. So if you would like to participate in that, you could go ahead and call in 310-861-2314. Yes, last week the show was canceled. I have been very, very busy, you know, with my personal life and getting things together and everything as far as my professional life also, you know, just juggling things. So we're going to kick it off tonight, you know what I'm saying? And, of course, this feel like just Death Central right now. But, of course, I'm going to have to play Tupac, you know what I'm saying, R.I.P., major West Coast legend amongst many others, you know what I'm saying? But Tupac will always be alive on Forever Hot Topics, you know what I'm saying? So right now I want to take the moment to just send out my condolences and my prayers to the family of Whitney Houston, her friends, you know, all the people that knew her personally and loved her, you know. I just want to, you know, just extend my love to you all. And if you're listening and others who are listening, enjoy the show tonight. It's so much in store and it's going down on Forever Hot Topics. You know what I'm saying? Definitely, definitely mayhem in cyberspace right now on this wonderful Monday. Just know that every day God is good. God is always good, and every day there's always chances for new beginnings. So let's get it in. I'm going to go ahead and play Tupac, So turn it up.
Something for my godson Elijah and a little girl named Corinne.
To say the black of the best, the sweet of the juice. I say the dark of the flesh and the deep of the roots. I give a holler to my sisters on welfare. If I can, if don't nobody else care. And I know they like to beat you down a lot. When you come around the block, rub the crown a lot. Please don't cry, dry your eyes, never let up. Forgive, but don't forget, girl, keep your head up. And when he tells you you ain't nothing, don't believe him. And if you can't learn to love, you should leave him. Cause sister, you don't need him. And I ain't trying to catch up, I just call him how I see. You know what makes me unhappy? When brothers make mates and leave a young mother to be a hat. And since we all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and I came from a woman. I wonder why we take from our women, why we rape our women, do we hate our women? I think it's time to kill for our women, time to heal our women, be real to our women. And if we don't, we'll have a race of babies that will hate the lady and make the baby. And since a man can't make one, he has no right to tell a woman when it's weird to create one. So will the real men get up? I know you're fed up, lady, but keep your head up.
Girl. means all, don't stall, cause a pimpin' will never fall. Baby, slow it down so I love can grow. I form a gigolo, I can't let my heart show. Will I put a ring on it? You'll never know. The shells in my rock, the shooter my sock, the bullets in my Glock. Oh my God, what she did to my cock. I like when we talk, we share souls. You decided to stay, cause you was good as gold. More than a one, you became a need. Any urge you got, I gotta feed. You thought enough of me to bear my seed. More than a lady, you having my baby. Haters come incorrect, they feel my 380. Tested, tried, and true. For the love of me and for the love of you, I do what I gotta do to keep us tight, to keep us right. I hump all day and I hump all night. And if it goes down, I'll put up a fight. Look you in your eyes and say I do. Have your girls on the side like, look at you. Straight love and good, I keep them coming to be with me. It takes a whole lot of woman.
Yes, folks. Yes, folks. That was A Boy Meets a Girl by Trey Love. You know what I'm saying? A Boy Meets a Girl is now available, so you can go ahead and listen to it. Do what you do. You know what I'm saying? Yes, indeed. So tonight, folks, is a special show dedicated to the beautiful and talented Whitney Houston. Born August 9th, 1963, and was laid to rest February 11, 2012. Her memorial was held Saturday, February 18, 2012, at the New Hope Baptist Church in Newark, New Jersey. You know, took it home and had a very, very awesome, awesome funeral service. I mean, I could not stop looking at it. It was like hours, but I watched every minute of it. It was a wonderful experience. Everything went so well. Everybody that went up, from Alicia Keys to Clive Davis and et cetera. I mean, I can go on and on. I mean, it was just excellent, folks. So if you missed out on the funeral service that was held Saturday, February 18, 2012, please, folks, those who are true Whitney Houston fans, you got to go ahead and check it out. You know what I'm saying? Because it was wonderful. A lot of people say, oh, you know, I don't like funerals. I don't like funerals, and they're so sad, and et cetera, et cetera. But funerals allow you to get to know a person from so many different perspectives. You know, it was so much that I found out about her that I didn't know. And not only just with her, just with anybody in life, you know, it's just a time to celebrate a person's life, everything that they have accomplished, everything that they, you know, just will always be remembered for, you know what I mean, always will be in our hearts for. And one thing that I do know is it doesn't matter who you are, what color you are, where you come from, it doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? Because one thing that we all have in common is that we're going to die. You know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, but it is true. So I used to talk to my mom, and I'm like, you know, sometimes I sit and wonder about, like, death. You know, is it something that should be feared, or is it something to look forward to? I mean, if you think about it, nobody asked to be here. Nobody knew of life until they got here. Of course, there's different trials and tribulations in life, but life is a wonderful thing. Life is a wonderful experience. So who's to know if death is not better or if death is worse? But what people fear most is the unknown. You know what I mean? But that's something that has to happen. Just like everybody that is born, it just is this something that we all definitely have in common. So, yes. So like I said before, if you guys missed the memorial, Saturday, February 18th, check it out. There are so many different ways that you can. Those who are true Whitney Houston fans, I'm telling you, you will not want to miss out on that. You will know so much about this woman. She was a great woman, and I am feeling very honored to even do this show that's dedicated to her tonight. Wow. I remember, you know, growing up in the complex, you know, St. Andrew's Garden, South Central L.A., you know, that's where I was born and raised, like 21 years there, you know, and just my mom, she would always be bumping her some Whitney Houston and my aunties and, you know, it just is so many memories and so many songs that I fell in love with at a young age. And I would like to share some of my favorite songs with you guys tonight. And because my show is mostly for the upcoming artists that one day will leave a legacy like Whitney Houston, I want to play I Believe in You and Me by Whitney Houston. So, you know, go ahead and turn it on up because tonight I'm playing all the jams. So it's definitely going down if you're cooking, if you're cleaning, doing whatever that you do. Go ahead and turn it up because this is definitely a show to remember in dedication to Whitney Elizabeth Houston. This is for you. We love you. We miss you. And we will always keep you safe in our hearts. And it is what it is on Forever Hot Topics. So go ahead and turn it up. Eternally, it's so amazing to me how people is just one of a kind. Like, there will never be a voice like the Honorable Whitney Houston. You know what I'm saying? It just is what it is. People know that. But, of course, there is a lot of wonderful, wonderful, talented singers that are out there, wonderful, talented people in a whole. You know what I'm saying? So, wow. Just keep it up, folks. I was dedicated to all the upcoming artists, the upcoming people that is doing the dang thing to get to where they need to be. So right now I'm about to start it on off. Whitney Elizabeth Houston was born August 9th, 1963, in Newark, New Jersey. She was an American recording artist, actress, producer, and model. In 2009, the Genius World Record cited her as the most awarded female act of all times. Now, that's big. Houston was also one of the world's best-selling music artists, having sold over 170 million albums, singles, and videos worldwide. And she didn't stop there. Her first acting role as a star of the film The Bodyguard, which, folks, my favorite movie. I mean, I used to watch that movie over and over and over. And if you're a true, like, person of music, that's just something that was always embedded in my spirit. I love movies like that, you know what I mean? Movies that show just the lifestyle of a star. And when I was looking at the funeral special, Kevin Costner came up and he was talking about how she got the role, and it was so interesting because he shared stuff that I never knew. You know, it's amazing how color plays so much of a role in the world. I still don't understand why to this day. But it is what it is, folks. But she killed it. She was very phenomenal in the movie The Bodyguard. And the lead single of that song was I Will Always Love You, one of the best-selling singles by a female artist in music history, especially off of a soundtrack. You know what I'm saying? She also did other movies like Waiting to Exhale, which is another one of my favorites. The Preacher Wife, another one of my favorites. You know what I'm saying? She played those roles that a lot of African-American families could identify with, especially if you raised in the church. And not only in the church, just period. You know what I'm saying? These movies are the business, and I've always been a big fan of them all. So right now at this moment, I would like to play the song I Will Always Love You, which was a big hit, of course, when the movie came out. I love that song. Every time I listen to the song, I just melt. You know what I'm saying? She did an excellent job. And it's a song that I could feel in my spirit. You know, it was just genuine. And so right now I'm going to go ahead and play I Will Always Love You. So go ahead and turn it up.
If I should stay, I would only be in your way, so I'll go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way.
Elizabeth Houston, the second child of Army serviceman and entertainment executive John Russell Houston Jr., who's also deceased, and gospel singer Chrissy Houston. Just a definite child of already a wonderful, wonderful, soulful singer. Sissy Houston. She was of, African American, Native American, and Dutch descent. Her mother, along with cousins Dionne Warwick and Dee Dee Warwick, godmother Darlene Love, and honorary aunt Aretha Franklin. Talk about a group of legendary people. You know what I'm saying? It is amazing. So at the age of 11, Houston began to follow her mother's footsteps and started performing as a soloist in the junior gospel choir at the New Hope Baptist Church in Newark, New Jersey. And that is where she also learned to play the piano. you know, it was always in her soul. And a lot of, you know, talented people started off in the church. You know what I'm saying? There is where you can, you know, exercise your talent and expose what you have to the people in your community, you know, all through the grace of God. You know what I mean? So wonderful, wonderful. Houston spent some of her teenage years touring nightclubs where her mother, Sissy, was performing. And she would occasionally get on stage and perform with her. At the age of 14, she became a backup singer on a band called the Michael, oh my God, I hate this, Michael Zagger Band, single Life's a Party. So I'm sure, as we all know, as upcoming entertainers, it's like when I be reading bios on people and I see the things that they started off doing, it's like the same thing I'm doing. You know what I mean? So it means that, like, okay, you got to be going in the right path. You know, when I see how people started here and then they went touring, doing nightclubs and doing this and doing that, selling CDs out of the trunk of cars, like, just, it just is very motivational, and it lets you know that you are definitely, definitely on the right path, you know, getting to where you need to be as far as, you know, the entertainment business is concerned. You know, so it's very interesting to me when I be reading bios on these legendary people and how they started off. I'm like, okay, well, then I must be doing something right. You know what I'm saying? Because it's the same path, you know what I mean? So, wow, excellence, excellence. I mean, she's accomplished much, much, much in becoming the person that she was, you know, and the person that she still is today, you know what I mean? And it's very important to know that if you're going, you know, towards the same direction, if you are, you know, performing, even if it's free, you know, I remember even on the last show, me and Trey was talking about how if you do this, it got to be from your heart. You know, some people do it for money, and that right now is automatically the wrong reason. You know what I'm saying? Because you have to be heard. You have to build a fan base. You have to travel and get exposed, you know what I'm saying? So that's what a lot of greats have done, including Whitney Houston. And right now I'm going to play another one of my favorite songs, and it's called Give Good Love. So go ahead and turn it up. Someone Yes, folks, tonight on Forever Hot Topics is a special show dedicated to legendary Whitney Elizabeth Houston. Now, in my bio, I'm very bad with names. I'm going to just keep it clean, you know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying, do your own research too, you feel me? So get the names right. But it's all to the good, you know what I'm saying? It's all in good grace, and it's going down right now in cyberspace on Forever Hot Topics. Also tonight, the segment, you know, Bump It or Dump It, is a special segment to where you listen to these underground artists. And if you like it, you say bump it, and I'll play the whole song. If you don't like it, you say dump it, and I will not play the song. You know what I'm saying? It's just the way it goes. It is listener's choice tonight. And artists is upcoming, you know, need to learn to take the bad with the good. There's going to be good and bad criticism all the time. What somebody right here might not like, somebody else will, type stuff. You know what I'm saying? So just keep the ball rolling. But yes, folks, I'm definitely laughing at myself tonight because I'm like, damn, what's up with you and these names, girl? Get the shit right. But I am. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely funny. It's one thing that I do on my show, and that's just keep it as real as I possibly can. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no faking, no funk up over here, you dig? So I'm going to move along and, you know, continue my bio on the wonderful Whitney Houston. You know what I'm saying? Because I am definitely a big fan, and I'm so happy to have, you know, this radio show to do something like this. You know, it's the business. So I want to move on. I mean, if I was to do this lady's whole bio, I mean, we will be on air for hours. I mean, she has accomplished so much. I mean, as far as, like, winning so many different awards, doing so many great things. I mean, she changed the game when she did the Star Spangled Banner at the Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? In 1991, I mean, what Star Spangled Banner song sells millions of copies? Like, that's just remarkable. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, she has done so much and accomplished so much. One thing that's in, you know, history is clear as day, because one thing that I did learn from Whitney is how to love. Love, I mean, I have never seen the love that she had for Bobby Brown in my, you know, immediate life. Like, you know, in my, to where, like, the people around me have so much love for someone who is many, many words. But that's not what matters. What people got to understand in any relationship is that you are with this person. Nobody else is. So everybody can say what the hell they want to say. Like, that's what God blessed us with, opinions. But when it comes down to reality, everybody's going to do what they want to do. And in a relationship, nobody can understand an understanding between a man and a woman. I mean, regardless of what you saw, what you heard, you know what I'm saying? Whitney Houston was in love with R&B singer Bobby Brown, okay? They were married for, I'd say, probably 10 to over 10 years. And in that love relationship, of course, was a wonderful blessing. And any child to any woman or any family is a gift from God and a blessing. And in that relationship came Bobby Christina. And I really feel for Bobby Christina because I have my mother and my father in my life. And, you know, my parents, you know, are getting older and going through their, you know, trouble with their health and everything. So I could not imagine losing my mother. Like, that's just something that I just couldn't imagine. So I definitely right now want to send my love to Bobby Christina because, like I said, I can't even imagine what she was going through. Not only was Whitney Houston a big icon to us, but she was this girl's mother. You know what I mean? And I just really send my prayers out to her that she just stay strong and, you know, stay focused and just live life positively and share her story, you know, to motivate other women to go on after the loss of their dear mother or even their father, someone that they're very close to. You know, one thing is, I know the saying is, you know, the child is supposed to bury the parent is not supposed to bury the child, that which is true. But just imagine, you know, like your parents is the people that's closest to you, the ones you know got your back. So I definitely, again, want to send my love out to Bobby Christina. Unfortunately, later on, as years go by, one thing that I do know is nothing lasts forever. So, unfortunately, you know, Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown divorced and went their separate ways. So, you know, one thing I do know is that, hey, you just, in whatever situation, you just got to keep it pushing. You know what I'm saying? You got to keep your head up and just go. And I remember, you know, I've done so many shows at so many different places. I can't even think of the club that I was at. Well, I had the opportunity to kick it with Bobby Brown. You know what I'm saying? It was amazing. And I was, you know, I met his nephews, Gerard and Harad Brown. And, you know, they're doing their music stuff and doing their thing, and we kept in contact. So, you know, definite shout out to them. But it was a pleasure to be in Bobby Brown's presence because he also is the icon. He also is very legendary. You know what I'm saying? But just like everything, you know, nothing good lasts forever. So unfortunately, you know, they had to go their separate ways, you know, and it is what it is. You feel me? So right now at this moment, I'm going to play my song. Oh, my God. This song is the shit. I mean, it gets under my skin. And I hope that you guys feel the same. So go ahead and turn it up because your girl is going to play all the man that I need, you know. And this is from somebody that knows love because I'm sure all the real Whitney Houston fans know how much this woman loved this man once upon a time. And I know for sure that that love didn't go nowhere. It's just, that's just how life goes, you know. Just things don't last forever, and it just is what it is. So go ahead and turn it up, because I'm going to play All the Men That I Need. Turn it up.
Myself. Faithfully.
Hey now, and you better know it. What's up, listeners? It's going down right now in cyberspace. It's Mayhem Monday with your girl, Forever the Realist. Welcome, welcome to Forever Hot Topics. Tonight, folks, is a special show dedicated to Whitney Houston. I'm just sharing stuff that I want to share with you all about this legendary woman who influenced a lot of lives, that paved the way for a lot of talented people as far as the acting world, the singing world, just the entertainment period. And also later on or whenever, you know, this is listener's choice. So if, you know, you want to do the bump it or dump it, go ahead and call in. But I'm not going to do it because I love all of the underground artists that has been on my show. I like all of their music, so there's never going to be a dump it to me. But it is listener's choice. So if you are down, go ahead and call in 310-861-2317. Yes, indeed. This show is for all the real Whitney Houston fans that are out there. I'm playing some of the hottest hits that I like. You know, she has so many hits that's out. But these are the hits that I admire. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to go ahead and play Heartbreak Hotel. Turn it up.
You baby, face to face. I'm writing.
Evening featuring Faith Evans and Kelly Price, Heartbreak Hotel. So I would like to move on right now with my bio of Whitney Elizabeth Houston. Now, after spending much of the early and mid-1990s working on most motion pictures such as The Bodyguard, Waiting to Exhale, Cinderella, you know, she became like, you know, all right, I'm about to do another album. So her first studio album, like in 8 years, the critically acclaimed My Love Is Your Love, was released in November of 1998. Now, this was like new flavor for her. You know what I'm saying? She came with the new flow of things. You know what I'm saying? And everything that she's done so well. You know what I'm saying? She worked with, you know, Wyclef Jean, Missy Elliott. I mean, just doing her thing with the whole hip-hop, mid-tempo of R&B, reggae. I mean, excellence. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, she did songs with Mariah Carey, like When You Believe, which was off of the Prince of Egypt soundtrack. I mean, just the whole shebang. And then the Heartbreak Hotel was just, you know, what I just played. And, I mean, just numbers of songs that she has collaborated with so many different people. Such a wonderful icon. There's so much to remember and so much that we're blessed to have that remains here of her. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, with all these bomb songs in 2000, in the year 2000 in May, when Whitney's greatest hit was released worldwide. It's a double disc CD, so you guys could go ahead and check it out, because I'm hearing on the news that her CDs then went back to the top of the charts. Now, you know what? This is some funny stuff to me. Give me my flowers while I'm breathing. You know what I'm saying? Support me while I'm here. What people got to understand is there are things that happens to us in life, and all of us are different. You know, some of us are to where we look for different ways to cope with the trials and tribulations in our lives. And it gets under my skin when I hear people criticize and beat up someone who has blessed us and gave their life to us because of poor choices that they're making in their lives. I mean, I'm going to tell you something that my coworker said, and it really stuck to me. Nobody's perfect, but if you are, that's your business. You know what I'm saying? Because in reality, nobody's perfect. And who are you to judge someone based on what they do? You know, people are going to be people, and everybody has to come in face-to-face with their God. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has skeletons in the closet. So while one person is pointing the finger, there's, you know, things that you got, too, that, you know, people may not know about or people do. It doesn't matter. You know, it's just, it's interesting to me how this woman's music shot back up to the charts, like, after she passed away due to the fact, of course, like, she had some situations in her life that a lot of people, you know, had horrible things to say about her, you know, and that's a light that I definitely don't want to shine, but it's the reality of things. And one thing that I know, not only, you know, after looking at the memorial service, but one thing that I do know, that she was a woman of God. A lot of us, you know, are true believers of God, but, you know, we're born into sin, and we go through things that can take a major toll on your life. When you see someone going down that path, the best thing to do is to be supportive. Like, who knows, like, that her life could have been changed, or, you know, she could have just thought of herself, her life more better, if people were more supportive of her. It's just funny to me how one minute someone loves you and then next minute they bash you like you just Satan due to, you know, your personal life struggles. You know what I'm saying? So, of course, by the late 90s, you know, things started to change with Whitney Houston as far as her behavior is concerned. You know, she was often hours late for interviews, photo shoots, rehearsals. She was canceling concerts, talk shows, appearances. You know, with the missed performances and weight loss, rumors about Whitney Houston using drugs and her husband started to circulate, you know, finding stuff on her or them, you know, and it was at the airport and, you know, just doing the most, you know what I'm saying? But like I said before, like, what people don't understand is that we're all human. Like, not everybody is perfect, you know? So it's just, it tickles me, you know, how people could be so cruel. But for the most part, I will always love Whitney Houston, you know, just like Michael Jackson and many other people, you know, Rick James. Like, a lot of people have chose to do things that are not of good character. But we all do. And, you know, my hope for people to understand is to stop being so judgmental. You know what I'm saying? Stop judging people. You know what I'm saying? This woman was, man, she's done more and beyond and for us, for her fans, you know, for us to have entertainment, for us to feel a certain kind of way through her music, and for, you know, all these rumors and all these things that spread about her for people to just, you know, knock her down, I just feel is very unfortunate. You know what I'm saying? Because to me, you know, she's first someone's mother. You know what I'm saying? And not only that, she was someone's wife. She's someone's daughter. You know what I'm saying? So who are you to judge someone? Everything is of God, you know, and God has the final say so. So if you really have love for somebody, let's make it unconditional. You know, let's make sure that love don't go nowhere regardless what we do. You know, I just, God forbid, that something happens to me to where, you know, I mean, you just never know. You know what I'm saying? Just life is full of ups and downs and rounds and rounds. So it doesn't matter. As far as what Whitney has been through, like with her divorce, with all the rumors, with lawsuits, whatever, like, Whitney Houston will always be loved. She will always be remembered as a positive icon. And she's just as real can get. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to take the time right now, and I'm going to play my song, Every Woman. Turn it up. What's up, listeners? Tonight on Forever Hot Topics, I'm doing a special show dedicated to the Honorable Whitney Houston. Lovely, lovely. I am so having a good time right now listening to all of these wonderful, wonderful hits. You know, it's just definitely going down right now. So moving on, in 2012, Whitney Houston did an interview with Diane Sawyer to promote her then upcoming album. The interview was the highest rated television interview in history because during that special, she talked about the topics of, you know, the rumored drug use and her marriage. She just told her like it was. She kept it real, you know. She said, you know, the facts. You want to hear that she's doing this and doing that. That's where she set the record straight. You feel me? In December 2012, she released her fifth studio album, Just Whitney. She, you know, definitely did the dang thing with that. And I definitely want to give shout out to Clive Davis. He was also a speaker at the funeral amongst many others. She called Clive Davis her industry father. And that was very, you know, good to know. Like, it's just a lot of stuff that, you know, just was brought to light. And that was what was very interesting about the whole funeral as a whole. You know what I'm saying? June 2003, she took a trip to Israel, and because she was, you know, very into God, very into the Bible, you know what I'm saying? So she did things that, man, I'm sure a lot of people dream of doing, you know, and that's being in an actual river. You know, that's history in the Bible, you know, and a lot of people, folks, like going through things, look for ways out, ways to cope. You know, Left Eye, rest in peace, oh my goodness, was one of those people too who went to Honduras, you know, to get away. You know, everything that glitters ain't gold. A lot of people want to be in this profession thinking it's just easy and everything's going to be, you know, smooth sailing. But no, that's definitely not the case at all. So moving on, in the late 2003, she released her first Christmas album called One Wish, the holiday album. And she had a collection of holiday traditional songs, you know what I'm saying? And all these albums, of course, that I'm naming, the movies, everything is, of course, one click away, one pay away. You know what I'm saying? You could go ahead and cop those things and, you know, just keep some memory of her in your home and what's not. But in the early 2004, Bobby Brown starred in his own reality TV program called Being Bobby Brown, and that gave insight of what was going on at home and in their personal lives and everything. It was interesting to see, you know what I'm saying? But hey, everybody got their own lives, and nobody knows what really be going on behind closed doors. And what I admire about these people is, regardless of the rumors, regardless of what was said and what was done and what was seen and what is true, what is not true, I mean, they still let us see. They still gave us a window to look into as far as their personal life. So, you know, you could go ahead and check it out. Of course, it's probably on YouTube all over. You know, check out Being Bobby Brown, giving you a little insight to everything. You know what I'm saying? Whitney Houston made appearances worldwide, everywhere, doing all kind of things. One last thing I do remember her doing was when she was with her daughter, Bobby Christina, and that is just remarkable. I mean, I could just, I couldn't imagine, but I mean, I can just, wow, see, like, being on stage with, you know, your mother, someone who's such an icon, someone who's so beautiful, so just poised, and, you know, it's just, man, it was so wonderful to see, just a wonderful experience, especially for those who are true, true Whitney Houston fans, you know what I'm saying? So, hey, you know, so right now, what I want to do is I want to play a song. That's what I feel like doing. And I'm going to play I'm Your Baby Tonight. It's, you know, throwback. And I love most of the throwback songs, you know, but up to a part, it doesn't even matter. But I'm Your Baby Tonight is, you know, one of my songs that I was in love with, too, coming up. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to go ahead and bless the listeners with that. And then we're going to continue this night on. The segment Bump It or Dump It has not came in effect because there is no callers who are interested in doing so. And all is well and, you know, all is good. So if you're listening and you are a true Whitney fan, go ahead and turn it up because I'm about to bump. I'm your baby tonight. There we go.
I've never been fatal, you're my first time.
What's up, listeners? We're live right now. It's definitely mayhem going on in cyberspace with your girl, Forever the Realist. Welcome, welcome. Forever Hot Topics tonight. The show is dedicated to Whitney Houston, born August 9th, 1963, and died February 11th, 2012. What a sad, sad, sad loss. I was definitely a major fan of Whitney Houston, and that's why I'm so honored to be doing this show right now. Whitney Houston, a woman who paved the way for so many young African-American women and was there for a lot of upcoming artists and artists who are, you know, known and doing their thing right now in the industry. So it's winding down, coming to an end. And at this moment, I definitely, again, want to send my prayers out to the family and friends of Whitney Elizabeth Houston. This show is, you know, for you and for all of her fans and just people who love her. You know, so I'm going to continue on with the bio of Whitney Houston. There is a lot of tons of information that I didn't touch on only because of time management, you know. So if you want to know more about her, of course, there's plenty of different bios, there's different sources of information. You can get, you know, just go ahead and go Google and do your thing, you know what I'm saying? So moving on. On February 9th, 2012, Houston visited singers Brandy and Monica together with Clive Davis at their rehearsals for Davis pre-Grammy Awards party. And that same day, she made her last public performance when she joined B. Kelly Price on stage at the party and sang Jesus Loves Me. Oh, my goodness. Nothing happens for no reason. There's no such thing as coincidences to me. I believe that we all don't know what God's plans are. You know what I'm saying? But he does. He knows. He knows what's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? He just gives us free will, you know, to make our own choices. And, wow, what that is something to see her on stage singing that song after so long of seeing her do any live performance. And I know Kelly Price. I can't even imagine how just thankful and just in awe she is that she was a part of Whitney Houston's last live performance singing the song Jesus Loves Me. And oh yes, he does. Jesus loves us all. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of our beliefs, regardless of what we do, you know what I'm saying? It's very just good to know and to share with folks, you know what I'm saying? The sad day, and you know, this show is very emotional to me too. That's why my tone is low, and you know, I'm just in my own zone because, you know, I'm going through things myself, a lot of choices, a lot of changes in my personal life, and, I really did have love for Whitney Houston, like big time. I really was a major fan of hers. I grew up with her, part of just things that she's done. She really had a major impact on my life. And it just saddens me that she is no longer here. You know what I mean? It's just remarkable. It's crazy. At all and everything. It's just so many emotions. But on February 11th, 2012, Houston was found dead in a suite at the Beverly Hilton Hotel in Beverly Hills, California. submerged in the bathtub. The cause of death was not immediately known. The paramedics arrived like at 3:30 p.m. and found her unresponsive. They tried to perform, you know, CPR. They tried to do what they could. And, you know, obviously, evidently, it was nothing they can do because, you know, when God says it's time, like, what can you do? So she was pronounced dead at 4 o'clock p.m. The local police said that there was no obvious signs of criminal intent, you know, nothing to where, like, it was a murder or, you know, something that, needed to be investigated at that extent. You know, there was a lot of stuff going around. Oh, she drowned. Oh, she had an overdose and blah, blah, blah. Like, people just be talking. Like, that is just so funny to me. But only God knows what really happened. You know what I'm saying? And that is to say so. But after her autopsy, they were saying that, you know, like antidepressants and other drugs mixed with alcohol, which caused, like, you know, death to happen to her. And what people got to understand, like, alcohol, mixing your alcohol with over-the-counter drugs, it don't even matter. It's sleeping pills. It don't matter. Like, that's just a no-no. And it's on every bottle. Like, take this stuff seriously, folks. You know what I'm saying? Life is a beautiful thing. I know there's a trials and tribulations that we go through, but God is on the throne, and every day is always an opportunity for change. Like, one day you could be broke wondering how you're going to feed your kids, and then 2-3 days later you got somebody that's giving you thousands of dollars because they heard your story. It's like, it could just be anything. That's just something I'm pulling out of the hat. You know, love yourself. Love your life. You know what I'm saying? Do what you need to be. Do what you need to do to get through, but not in a way to where it could harm your life, to where you no longer here. You know what I'm saying? So it's very heavy on my heart. And lately, like, even with Don Cornelius, like, Michael Jackson, you know, nobody is doing nothing to these people. Like, these people are passing away over drugs, that, you know, over the counter, under the counter, it don't even matter. Just not having love for self. You know what I'm saying? I can't believe, like, you know, Don Cornelius, you know, took his own life. Like, it doesn't matter how much money you have. Happiness is priceless. Love is priceless. You can have all the riches of the world. It doesn't mean anything. It just means that you can afford stuff and you can provide and you can party and you can get stuff that, you know, not a lot of people can get, you know, but for the most part, you have to love yourself. You know what I'm saying? Love yourself and the people that's around you. Like, it's just so sad to me that a lot of these deaths could have been preventable, but God is in control. God is on the throne. And, hey, when he says it's time, it's time. But when you're the outside person looking in, like, damn, that could have been prevented, though. You know what I'm saying? It's just, hey, wake up. Look, message, wake up call. You know what I'm saying? So Whitney Houston had her memorial service Saturday, February 18, 2012, at the New Hope Baptist Church in Newark, New Jersey. Oh, excellent service. I shared, you know, some stuff earlier in the show. The service was scheduled for 2 hours, but it lasted for 4 hours, and my ass watched it all. I just could not stop. You know, you had Stevie Wonder, you had CeCe Winans, BB, Alicia Keys, R. Kelly, Kevin Costner, Dionne Warwick, Aretha Franklin was listed, but she wasn't able to attend because of her illness and everything. But just the simple fact that, you know, hey, she, that's her baby. Like, you know what I'm saying? Bobby Brown, it was rumored that he was turned away from the service. So I don't know if he chose to leave or if he was really turned away. You know, I'm not really into all of that, you know, gossipy stuff. But for the most part, I mean, the service was awesome. Awesome. And if you're a true Whitney Houston fan, you would think the same. I mean, just all the things that I found out, all the things that was presented, it was just wow. I mean, Alicia Keys sung that song. I mean, she did the dang thing. And the song is called Send Me an Angel. And she did an excellent job. It felt so good to see R. Kelly get up there and sing, you know, I Look to You. And it's just, it's wonderful because, you know, R. Kelly got his little, you know. So it was so good to see these people give their farewell. I mean, from Clive Davis, I mean, Donnie McClurg, I mean, sung my song, man. It was just so excellent. So like I said before, if you missed it, oh, you missed out. You know what I'm saying? Wonderful farewell to the Honorable Whitney Elizabeth Houston. So old school, old fashioned, nothing major, nothing big. You know what I'm saying? Just choir, preacher, family, friends, church, just excellent. And she was home, where it all started. You know what I'm saying? Where a star was born, Newark, New Jersey. You know what I'm saying? Who would have ever known that Whitney Houston would have been this kind of star on such a magnitude as she is, just being a singer at a church? Like, it's so amazing to me. You know what I'm saying? So, again, I would like to send out my love and my condolences to the family of Whitney Houston, Bobby Brown. You know, this show is for you. This show is for her fans. This show is for me. This show is just what it is. And it's forever the realest way of saying goodbye to such a wonderful woman, you know, that, you know, will always be remembered, just period, point blank. You know what I'm saying? People are dying. People, like, it's crazy. Like, I'm thinking about Amy Winehouse. Just so many people are just dying. It's crazy. So what I want to say is love each other while we're here. Support one another. You know, join my mission that I got going on right now is get it in, support a friend. I am an artist, but I have the tools to promote other artists. You know, I'm not greedy with what I'm doing. I'm very just, you know, I'm supportive. If anybody, you know, want interviews, want their music played, you know, go ahead and Facebook your girl, inbox me. Oh, so many wonderful interviews will be coming up. I just had to take this time, especially after looking at the funeral this past Saturday. I had to do this special show dedicated to Whitney Elizabeth Houston. Just know that we love you, we miss you, and we will always remember you, and we appreciate everything that you have done. Your music, your films, just everything, you know what I'm saying? And again, shout out to the family, and I send my love to you, especially Bobby Christina Brown. May you just keep your head up, baby girl. you know, stay strong and keep it pushing and just show your mother that you are the woman that she raised and you're strong and you will be fine. You will be just fine. You know what I'm saying? So that is the end of the special. Unfortunately, nobody called for the dump it or bump it, and that is fine by me because I had a wonderful time doing this wonderful show about the legendary Whitney Elizabeth Houston. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to end the show right now with two songs of hers. And let's see, what other information? Yes, listeners. Before I end the show, I definitely want to update you on things that are, you know, going on, things that have gone on. You know, go ahead and when you get a chance, folks, check out on YouTube, No Budget Productions, my boy Fasso, Major Love, shout out to Fasso, you know what I'm saying, Rick Hard, Desmos, I love you guys are the best, please continue to do what you do, giving artists opportunities after opportunities, but check out A Serious Pimp's Dream, you know what I'm saying, starring Rick Hard and many others, including myself, you know, Sky Star, et cetera, et cetera. Bishop Don Juan, Snoop, dang. It's just off the chain. No Budget Production presents The Uncle Junebug Show, Episode 13, A Serious Pimp's Dream. Check it out. It is something definitely to see. You know what I'm saying? Upcoming shows at Second Street Jazz. Go ahead and keep up with the information posted on Facebook. You know, Big Wig Entertainment / Hoodie Boy Productions is getting it in where it fits, and you better know it, baby. Check out Trey Love, his single, A Boy Needs a Girl. He is doing the dang thing, and he has a comedy show coming up on the 27th. Hope to see you guys there. You know what I'm saying? It's been a pleasure, and girl is signing on off. I send my love to you all. Thank you, listeners, for listening in, and tune in next week on Forever Hot Topics, blogtalkradio.com/handsomelife. You know what I'm saying? This is definitely where it happens. This is definitely where it goes down. Any of the past shows that has been done, an archive. So go ahead and listen to them. The shows from October, shows, you know, Trey Love got shows. Like, it's just shows there. So you can go ahead and go to blogtalkradio.com/havesomelife. Listen to any shows that has been done. And it's on like Donkey Kong. You know what I'm saying? That's just how we get it on. So right now I'm going to go ahead and end the show. It was definitely a pleasure. So tune in next time. Holla.
Well, there's a bridge and there's a river that I still must cross as I'm going on my journey. Though I might be lost, and there's a road I have to follow, a place I have to go. Well, no one told me just how to get there, but when I get there, I know, 'cause I'm taking it step by step. We'll be right back.
Sleeping with me.